Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, this is the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. This evening's headlines, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty has slammed the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission as well as Taoiseach Leo Varadkar today after an announcement that six major insurance companies have signed an agreement following the alleged price signalling scandal. Pressure continues to mount on Donegal's ambulance service today. It's emerged no ambulance is available in Donegal to respond to a crash involving multiple casualties this week, with ambulance crews travelling from Sligo and Leitrim. There needs to be an injection of cash and people into the health service, as well as confirmation that current waiting lists will be dealt with. That's according to Assistant General Secretary of Forza. And it's been the highest daily total of COVID cases recorded in Northern Ireland since the start of the pandemic today. We'll have those stories and a lot more in full, as well as a little sport in sport with Oisín Kelly coming up in the next half hour. Back to our main story this evening though, and Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty has slammed the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, as well as the Irish Government and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, after an announcement that six major insurance companies have signed an agreement following the alleged price signalling scandal. The preliminary findings of the CCPC investigation, which were released in September of last year, made allegations that seven insurance companies engaged in price signalling between 2015 and 2016. But the findings also ruled at the time that there was no definitive conclusion that there was a breach of Irish competition law. Six of the insurance providers now signed an agreement with the consumer watchdog today, following a five-year investigation into the practice, where an insurance provider makes their competition aware they're about to increase prices, which leads to an industry-wide price hike. The agreement says that the six companies must commit to reform their competition law compliance programmes, with only Brokers Ireland not signing up to that deal. Speaking to Highland Radio News today, Donegal TD and Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Pearse Doherty said that the CCCP needs to be afforded more powers by the government to further tackle insurance companies, and that Taoiseach Leo Varadkar should be held responsible for that legislation not being put in place.
There are two things. One is that the Competition Authority had the powers to take them to court and get the courts to deem that they broke the law. But we do need additional powers for the Competition Authority. And, you know, they have themselves been calling on additional powers for over a decade now. Indeed, when the Troika was here back in 2010, and we remember the shameful agreement that the Irish government entered into at the time, we remember the austerity measures, the cuts to income tax, the cuts to the blind pension, to the minimum wage, the fact that tens of thousands had to emigrate and hundreds of thousands left without jobs. So part of that agreement was that they had to introduce legislation to allow for civil fines against companies like this who breach competition law. 10 years on, no government has actually brought that legislation forward.
So indeed, are you calling this a failure of government to properly legislate and indeed to perhaps do a favour to the insurance industry?
It completely is. You know, when I see the minister responsible for this, Leo Varadkar, is tweeting today about his legislation is going to bring more powers. It's not his legislation. There is a legal requirement on us from Europe to have that transposed into Irish law by February of this year. He has missed that deadline and hasn't even published the legislation. And during his time in Cabinet for the last 10 years, a period of that as Taoiseach, he has refused to implement the commitment made in 2010 and 2011 to give greater powers to the courts to actually fine these culprits who are involved in this type of practice. So the government have enabled this, but it's not just on insurance. It's not just on the CCPC. We see it time and time again, whether it's the collapse of Anglo and what happened with the trials and the lack of power there, or the tracker mortgage. White collar crime is not taken serious in this country. But by God, if you go into your local supermarket and steal a loaf of bread to feed your family, then you could be spending the night in Mountjoy. And that's the difference here.
Pressure is continuing to mount on Donegal's ambulance service today. It's emerged that no ambulance was available in Donegal to respond to a crash involving multiple casualties this week, with ambulance crews having to travel instead from Sligo and Leitrim. Yesterday, it was also highlighted on Highland Radio that due to no ambulance being available, a Garda patrol car was used to respond to an emergency call-out earlier this week to transfer a patient to Letterkenny University Hospital. Meanwhile, Donegal ambulance personnel have been requested to assist the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service this weekend. A text has been circulated to staff in Donegal stating that they are required to assist the ambulance service in the north. The NIAS yesterday also issued an appeal to ambulance clinicians to make themselves available for extra shifts, as they say the service remains at a level of extreme pressure in the north. Councillor Micheál Colum McGilla Aspic says, while he believes services either side of the border should work together, right now Donegal is facing a crisis of its own.
This is a quite a complex one. It isn't the first time that the HSE has requested the support of the good staff of our ambulance services to go across into the six counties. But for me, I think there's quite a broad discussion that needs to happen here. I think what has to happen that the Dublin government has to start funding our healthcare system, our ambulance services that we know that's in crisis. Stormont with Westminster has to start funding proper healthcare system in the six counties where people get proper care. So I think as much as it's important that there's cooperation from Sligo to Donegal to Derry or Leitrim or elsewhere, I think that we need to first focus on what is causing the crisis. And one of the main things I think that is causing the crisis is government policy on both sides of the border.
And we discussed this week an incident involving a Garda car having to be used to transfer a patient to Letterkenny University Hospital because no ambulance was available. And another incident has since emerged where there was a crash involving multiple casualties and, again, no ambulance available.
It's been reported to me by a number of people within the staff of the ambulance service, and I'd like to acknowledge the women and men who have dedicated and do dedicate their lives to save others throughout the whole county. Unfortunately, there was an incident and the Donegal Ambulance Service weren't in a position because of a crisis that they are facing at the moment, had to rely on other services, both on Leitrim and from Sligo, to travel all the way to Donegal. That's an absolute disgrace. There's a whole crisis within our healthcare system. Unfortunately, the government isn't responding the way that it should, because it seems to have more of an interest in looking towards the private market.
There needs to be an injection of cash and people into the health service, as well as confirmation that current waiting list will be dealt with. That's according to the Assistant General Secretary of FORSA. Concerns have been raised that the health service is at breaking point, with long delays being experienced at emergency departments as well as long patient waiting lists. The waiting list for a smear test in Donegal, for example, is currently almost 2 years. Richie Carruthers told today's 9 till noon show that the health minister needs to respond to this crisis.
The problem with it is that the day-to-day health needs of the people is not being met, and the system is under severe burden and a cracking point. The waiting lists are getting longer. A simple, very important example is that the wait time for women in Donegal for smear tests is nearly 2 years behind. People who are waiting for diagnosis and intervention care and elective surgery is under critical cracking point. So the experience in A&E is not surprising, because also the HSE is not bringing people in and not recruiting the way they could and had planned to do because of the COVID response. And what I would like to see over the coming months is the government commit to what the budget is going to look like in terms of the emergency funding of the health service. What we are going to require is progressive taxation to fund the health service, and to the levels that they're probably being funded at the moment in terms of the COVID response. But I do think that if you talk to health workers, people will tell you that the day-to-day experience within the health sector can be chaotic. People are trying to do their best under very difficult circumstances. And anecdotally, I think people would say that the health sector is a breaking point in many places and is currently not fit for purpose. So we do need an injection of cash. We also need an injection of people, and we need confirmation that waiting lists are going to be dealt with, because simply giving this work to the private sector is neither affordable, sustainable, or required. And I think the Minister of Health, in my view, probably needs to come out and call it. And there does appear to be a bit of hiding going on, and I don't think that that's caught on anybody.
2,397 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the north in the past 24 hours. That's the highest daily total recorded in Northern Ireland since the start of the pandemic. There have also been an additional 9 COVID-related deaths reported in the north today. 388 patients are currently being treated for the disease in hospitals north of the border, with 47 of those currently in ICU. And the Donegal doctor has added his voice to calls for COVID restrictions to be aligned across the island of Ireland, and that rules in the north should be tightened so they match the Republic's due to the high rates of virus currently circulating in Northern Ireland. Dr. Dennis McCauley is chair of the Irish Medical Organisation's GP committee. He says there are growing concerns about the less restrictive measures in the north and the spread of the virus there.
If you had cousins or relatives coming back from America and they were vaccinated, what advice would you give them? I would probably say that I would rather them go to Dublin at the present minute than Belfast. So that would affect my thinking.
The rate of COVID-19 in all local electoral areas in Donegal has remained above the national average. The 14-day instance rate has decreased in the Milford local electoral area, but has risen in all other areas of the county. North Inishowen continues to have the highest rate of infection in Ireland, at over five times the national average of 493.2 cases per 100,000 people. Cleona O'Dwyer has more.
The incidence rate in North Inishowen currently stands at 2,558.4 cases per 100,000 people, almost double last week's figures and the highest rate in the country. 434 cases have been confirmed there in the 14 days up to Monday last. 288 cases have been identified in the south of the peninsula, increasing the rate of infection slightly to 1,287. The rate in Letterkenny's risen to 980 from 772 with 292 cases. Milford has seen a slight drop in the rate of infection to 973 and 134 cases. Elsewhere in Lifford, Stranorlar, 140 cases have been reported with an incidence rate of 540 up from last week. Likewise, in Glenties, the rate now stands at 518 with 124 cases. The trend continues in Donegal with an increase to a rate of 581 and 154 cases.
The restrictions on the live events sector are a disgrace. That's according to a South Donegal TD. Mark McSharry says there's no reason some events shouldn't be allowed, given 40,000 people will be attending the All-Ireland Hurling Final in Croke Park this weekend. The government is due to publish a roadmap for the easing of restrictions through the winter on August 31st. Fianna Fáil TD Mark McSharry says the current situation is not acceptable.
I think it's a disgrace. I think we've seen this at the highest level, indeed in the political circles, when we had Zapongate and so on, and the fallout for that, which to me was totally unacceptable. And it seems to me that when it's come to COVID, as with so many things in Irish society, depending on who the protagonists involved are, different rules apply.
A judge has rejected an application from a former British soldier to not stand trial over the killing of Aidan McInnesby. The 23-year-old was shot dead on his way to a GAA match close to a checkpoint at Auchnacloy in County Tyrone. 51-year-old David Holden had applied to have the case against him dropped on the basis there was no case to answer. That was turned down today, and lawyers for McInnesby say the trial will likely be heard before Christmas. It's time for a short break now. Sports coming up after this.
Sport on Highland brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Donegal Portland Leisurewear range online and in store at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's a quarter past five. That means it's time to hand over to Oisin Kelly for the latest in sport, live from the European Tour Irish Legends event at Rosapenna.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. It's time for the day one wrap from the Paul McGinley-hosted Irish Legends here in Downings at the Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort.
Highland's coverage of the Irish Legends at Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort is brought to you by Highland Motors Letterkenny, main local dealers for Renault, Dacia, Honda and Citroën. See highlandmotors.ie.
So then, day one has come to an end. Things have quietened down here at Rosapenna. Earlier in the day, there was a 2-tee start at 8 o'clock to get everybody out in the course as early as possible to avoid the rain, which was forecast for after 3 o'clock this afternoon. We had a heavy shower there for about an hour, but thankfully when it arrived, we had everybody back in the clubhouse, home and dry. And there is a two-way tie at the top of the standings. Welshman Philip Price alongside Englishman Paul Streeter are leading the way at the end of day one at the Irish Legends. With the details on the leaders, here's Dennis Kerwin.
There's a two-way tie at the top after day one of the Irish Legends Seniors Tour event at the spectacular Rosapenna Links in County Donegal. Welshman Philip Price, a former winner of the Smurfit European Open at the K Club, fired in six birdies in a flawless opening round of 65. Price was joined on that mark by a two-time winner on the Seniors Tour, England's Paul Streeter, who also carded a superb round of 65. The pair have a two-shot lead over a group of four players that includes the 2018 Ryder Cup winning captain Thomas Bjorn. He bounced back from an opening double bogey to eventually sign for a fine round of 67. And another former Ryder Cup captain, Mark James, is poised on 3 under par. Brendan McGovern is the leading Irishman. He signed for a 1 under par round of 70, while tournament host Paul McGinley fired in a 2 over par round of 73 and has work to do. At the Irish Legends Tournament at Rosapenna, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
So let's get some reaction now from one of the leaders, Philip Price, sitting on 6 under alongside Streeter. The Welshman Price place, was pleased with his opening round today.
Yeah, very pleased. I think what I played the first seven holes in level par, and I thought it was a bit quiet, but I got on quite a nice birdie run out there.
You did from 13. You had a nice stretch. You might tell us about that.
Yeah, I just started to roll some putts. It's quite a lot of good shots today. You know, just kind of fit down. A lot of clubs fitted the shots that I wanted to hit, and I got a little lucky on a couple, but it was nice.
Have you enjoyed the test that Rosa Pena has provided? It's a terrific link, certainly in a beautiful location.
Do you know, it is. It's this kind of reasonable breeze, but beautiful. I love links golf, so this is the perfect links for us to come and play.
Ireland has been a happy hunting ground for you. You had one of your happiest days in 2003 at the K Club when you won the Smurfit European Open. So there's something about the Irish air, Philip, is there?
Yeah, I do like a bit of Ireland. I mean, the hospitality is fantastic. Golf's always great, so it's always nice to come back.
There you go. That's one of the leaders, Philip Price, speaking to Dennis Kerwin. Let's hear from one of the greats of golf who is here this weekend. Masters champion back in 1991 and world number one, Ian Woosnam. Went round the old Tom Morris course here with a 73. That was plus two. The Welshman says the front nine just didn't go for him today.
I started off playing pretty nicely, but, you know, I just felt that just the pace of play was a bit slow, and I just stiffened up and I just couldn't get into it. And I found the front nine quite difficult for me. I don't know, it's the greens are very slopey, you just get it in the wrong place and you can't get it up and down. So yeah, a bit disappointing, but another day tomorrow, haven't we?
You played well at Links Golf all your life, and it's a fine course out there. It's a great test, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different. You've got to know the course. Obviously, yesterday I played in the Pro-Am. The wind's completely the opposite way around. So now I've played it in both ways. So hopefully tomorrow I can get a feel from what's going to happen. Let's hope it doesn't go the other way. So I've had it downwind into on the 10th and into the wind today on the 10th. So this might get a crosswind tomorrow. It would be about right, wouldn't it?
Brilliant to have Ian Woosnam here in Rosapenna for the Legends this weekend. Well, the second competition at the Legends at Rosapenna is the Amateur Celebrity Contest. Playing Stableford format, Welshman Mike Jones scored 35 points to lead ahead of tomorrow's second round. Former Ulster and Ireland rugby legend David Humphreys is in a tie for fourth on 31 points.
Well, it's great to see how golf should be played. I certainly didn't compare to my two partners, but no, it's been brilliant. It's great to get an insight into what life as a tour professional would be, but unfortunately my golf isn't up to that standard. 31 points today. I was looking for a putting lesson. I think it's 5-3 putts, so I just could not get the pace of the green. But it's a beautiful course. It's just a wonderful place to come up and play golf. And with three courses here, you know, it's not hard to find anywhere that's better.
That is former Ulster and Ireland rugby legend David Humphreys, one of the celebrities and amateurs who are also involved this weekend at the Legends. By the way, you can nip over to the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. There's more reaction pieces there from the likes of Paul Laurie, former British Open champion, Mark James, former Ryder Cup captain in 1999, and our very own Daniel O'Donnell, who's playing this weekend in the amateur contest. So there's loads available in the sports section. Check it out at HighlandRadio.com. And we, of course, will be back here in situ at the broadcast unit at Rosapenna for day two tomorrow, Saturday.
Highland's coverage of the Irish Legends at Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort is brought to you by Highland Motors Letterkenny, where the all-new Renault Arkana E-Tech hybrid SUV is now available to test drive.
She were Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Chalin the Prieves guilty. Tishrai Lechti Erlina Araktal Eg Akadu Riaga Naherin Conceal Seher Agus Eirat Colum Killa a Homaru Agriu and Trai Lechti Lijanta Lakoshta Lien Nigeliga Letriat Nigeliga Agus Nagalter Kelcha Marfarchten Kaluru Colum Killa Mila Kui Kid Carhart Huslin a Lechti Jacadin Shahogin a Kuigalas V Agahena Clug Agus Lianter Arai Gujimina Sauna a McSir Nashka atta on Augustillo Olish a column killer bunk net. Tigar Lusty Lord Falsiha eg Aractus Nigeliga, a golf harch la forest Nigeliga, Dana Gradam Lord Nabliana Fiha Fiha Augustahin. Ta Ox Lord Jeg Anium Niha Emliana, a Lord Fen Alsiha the Hodge Ashuri Gidor in a mask. Ta Jonta Suas Lemili Euro Lacur Foil the Chlobane Common Luchlas Gale. Ermian low Lords Nigeliga a spragu a mask well and club. Jirian and Skim at a racta le common luchla scale, Janta le glórningil haile atá ag iri a bwaisti a hógáil le gailige. Béir clubanna a bheith páirtis a scéim a leid jait namachta agru con úsaid na gailige a arbert a másc pobl an club. Is é spraktáta le hei iratist an scéim na an dárna lead an mí man an óhar. Tá cóltas cóltarí le te cennan i janta le siab le te cennan con taras ciol tradisionta a ráctal. In that you can, a kid las fee, a mara, a jere lahania da yeg, agus lahania tree, tronona. Bay session, kyo biola clustering, onage, arihe, heart, let you can, come out, lerihe, star and wella, agus cardlin a giliga, tug to a curu, the fobble and wella, agus the curchuri marine, parcha glacus and amakshot, tasir nashke, come blasa oil, hursi, culturata, agus kyo traditionta, and ear huskirch. Chucky and Kailuru Conjeru, the session, Kyol, Igarnog, and Ainley, Ejera Tree, Agus Akuig, a Chlug. Shimma Hodge, Gulier, Slanagus Bannacht.
And now it's time to throw it back over to Oisin Kelly with the rest of today's sporting news.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. We're going to start with more golf. Leona Maguire's worked herself into a decent position at the Women's Open Championship as it reaches the halfway stage. She shot a 67 at Carnoustie today and will go into the weekend on 5 under par. Maguire's just two shots off the joint leaders, Mia Harriga and Georgia Hall. Irish amateur Lauren Walsh shot a 69 today. She sits at 1 under. A bogey at the 13th stifled Shane Lowry's progress on day 2 of the Northern Trust. He's 3 under par with 2 to play. Seamus Power will tee off from 1 under just after 10 past 5. Rory McIlroy goes out from 5 to 6 on level par. John Rahm is the course leader in New Jersey on 10 under. A second round 71 leaves Padraig Harrington 3 under par and 6 off the lead at the Czech Masters. American Sean Crocker is the clubhouse leader on 9 under. Gavin Moynihan's in the clubhouse on 1 under, while Niall Kearney is battling to make the cut on level par there. Let's go to soccer. St Patrick's Athletic are in Ballybuffet this evening, hoping to draw level in points with Premier Division leader Shamrock Rovers. They, of course, take on Finn Harps at 8 o'clock tonight. As for Harps, they will be boosted with home advantage, and as part of the trial for return of spectators, there will be 800 spectators allowed in to Finn Park for the tie. That will be the most under the Ballybuffet venue since early March of 2020. Harps go into the tie, of course, off the back of two victories, and Keith Cowan says they can take confidence going into tonight's game and cause Pat's problems.
There'll be a quiet confidence within the Harps changing room, you know, especially with those back-to-back results. And I think, you know, they'll be looking at this game as, you know what, if we're right, if we don't make any mistakes, because I think they have been architects of their own downfall, some of the goals that they have conceded. But with Webster coming back in there after his injuries and Siddiqui, you know, doing really well. So, you know, I think they'll be okay if they're right and if they're ready to go.
That's Keith Cowan. In other games tonight in the Premier Division, Waterford play Longford Town. Dundalk take on Drogheda United. Derry City have a North West derby to play tomorrow night, Saturday. That is on the road against Sligo Rovers. Following the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruling on Thursday, Capri Rovers have been awarded the 2019-20 Donegal Junior League Premier Division title. In a statement, the club said today that they've welcomed the decision and have asked the Donegal League and Ulster FA to review their policies going forward. The new season in the NHL and Football League starts tonight with 6 games being played, 3 each in two different competitions. There is group matches in the Clubman Shirts League Cup, and there's also games in the Charlie O'Donnell Cup as well. Finally, we're going to go to Gaelic games. Tomorrow, the Ulster Ladies Football Final is taking place at Healy Park in Omagh. Starts at 2 o'clock. We'll have full live match commentary on the website, highlandradio.com, and on air across the Northwest as well on FM. The Donegal Ladies looking to end their silverware with victory against Armagh. Both sides go into the game having lost at the quarter-final stage of the All-Ireland Series. Donegal are unbeaten in Ulster since 2017 when they went on to win 3 in a row provincial titles, but they didn't play in the competition last year due to COVID. Donegal manager Maxi Kern is expecting a good old tough game tomorrow.
They have a long history with Donegal and many a battle going back through the years, so there's no love lost between the two camps playing in Division 2, so you know they may not have...
Well, it's great to see how golf should be played, I certainly...
They have a long history with Donegal and many a battle going back through the years, so there's no love lost between the two camps playing in Division 2, so you know they may not have be as battle-hardened as what we are in terms of playing against the bigger teams, and you would have to hope that that's an advantage for us. But typical Ulster team, pretty defensive, you know, get lots of bodies back and run the ball hard, and there's no shortage of confidence in their ranks. You know, they're quite a confident group and bordering on arrogant. And, you know, we feel quite aggrieved the way the whole thing was presented last year. You know, there was very little made of the fact that we couldn't play in the competition. And as far as we're concerned, we're unbeaten in 5 years. And that's the way we look at it. And that's the way we want to stay after the weekend. So, look, we're going to come out swinging at the weekend and put the best foot forward, because it's a title we feel that we deserve, and you know we're up to it, and the quality of player we have, and you know that what's on the line. I think it's the makings of a great game.
That is Donegal ladies manager Max O'Kern. Once again, full live match commentary tomorrow from that one on Highland, and that's your sport for today. We will of course be back tomorrow afternoon with more updates from Ross O'Penna here at the Irish Legends. Daniel.
Thanks, Oisin, and now the weather. Outbreaks of rain will become widespread throughout this evening. Rain will be heavy and possibly thundery in some places. It'll become drier in many places tonight, with widespread misty conditions and some fog also setting in, with lowest temperatures ranging from 10 to 14 degrees overnight tonight. And this evening's latest headlines once again. Donegal Deputy Piers Gardaí has slammed the CCPC, the Irish government, and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar after an announcement today that six major insurance companies have signed an agreement following the alleged price signalling scandal. Pressure is continuing to mount on Donegal's ambulance service. It's emerged that no ambulance was available in Donegal to respond to a crash involving multiple casualties earlier this week, with ambulance crews having to travel instead from Sligo and Leitrim. There needs to be an injection of cash and people into the health service, as well as confirmation that current waiting lists will be dealt with. That's according to the Assistant General Secretary of the Forza Union. And 2,397 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the north in the past 24 hours. That's the highest daily total recorded in Northern Ireland since the start of the pandemic. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll have headlines again for you at 6 o'clock, but until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Friday evening, August the 20th. The death has taken place of Moya Gallagher Ní Duffy, 20 Churchview, Strabane. Funeral leaving her home on Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. In accordance with current restrictions, the house is private to family only, please. The funeral Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Connell McGill, Mina Doan, Fintown. Connell's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning in St. Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed on the Fintown Chapel Facebook page. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and interment are private to family and close friends, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. And the death has occurred of Neil Brown, Tuberkeen, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at his home. House is strictly private to family only, please. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St. Patrick's Church, Mina Cross, with interment afterwards in the Mahari Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and interment are private to family and close friends, with a maximum of 50 people permitted.